Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. Please be seated. And thank you. Everyone, please rise for a moment of silence. Thank you. In honor of our council president, legislative aide's 23rd birthday, I thought I'd ask Grant Firestone, closest thing we had to a Boy Scout in the room, to lead us.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. President, you can lead us in the happy birthday salute.
Madam Clerk, if you could please call the roll.
Here.
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 Present.
Here.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on to the approval of the minutes. Does anyone have any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of March 22nd, 2011?
Mr. President, I make a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of March 22nd, 2011, which was the budget address, and the minutes of the regular council meeting of March 22nd, 2011.
I make a motion to approve both the minutes of the special meeting, the 6 p.m. Budget address, as well as the motion to approve the minutes of our regular council meeting on March 22nd. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. The minutes of both the special session and the regular session on March 22nd are approved. Moving on to announcements from members of council. Councilman Smiley.
President Kovac, I have four announcements. Please listen closely.
You promised only three.
They're growing. First, I will be requesting to have R11-044 removed from the consent calendar at the appropriate time. Two, I will be requesting at the appropriate time council's consent to table R11-048, that is a budget resolution, at the appropriate time. I have a presentation I'd like to make, and I send an email to all council members on that. And fourth, for those in attendance, ordinances 11-035 to 11-039 are all budget ordinances. They will be read into the record tonight, and I will request the council's approval to table each of them at the next council meeting.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Bell?
Thank you, Mr. President. Under the proper order of business, I will be moving to table resolution 11-043.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any other announcements? Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will also be removing resolution number 11-042 from the consent calendar.
Yes, I would just take a moment to congratulate the Delaware March of Dimes on its successful fundraising event last evening. They raised almost $10,000 to help the children.
Any other announcements by members of council?
Mr. President.
Oh, Councilman Retta.
Yes. Ordinance, I'll be keep leaning on the table. Ordinance 11-021.
Councilman Sackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will request from Clerk of Council that I will be removing my name as a co-sponsor off 11-021.
Thank you, Councilman Sackett. Any other? Members of council, Seeing none, moving on to the introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 11035, the annual revenue ordinance of DeKalb County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011. Ordinance 11036, calculation of sewer service charges effective July 1, 2011 for fiscal year 2012. Ordinance 11037, ordinance authorizing issuance of general obligation bonds for DeKalb County for the purpose of financing certain capital projects approved in the fiscal year 2012 capital budget. Ordinance 11038, capital budget ordinance of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011. Ordinance 11039, the annual operating budget of Newcastle County for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011. Ordinance 11040, the grant for the certificate of funding to the asset portion of the federal grant to the Department of Public Safety for the replacement of pistols for the Newcastle County Police. Ordinance 11041, to amend Newcastle County Police Chapter 2, Administration Chapter 3, Officers and Employees Regarding Statements of Financial Interest. Ordinance 11042, the last chapter 40 of the Newcastle County State Activity and the Department of Health and Safety regarding exterior lighting for outdoor recreation and uses. Ordinance 11043, amend day plans and make the place on South Park Street of County Council to steward salary rollback effective July 1, 2011, for non-elected employees of County Council. Ordinance 11047, grant budget of $104,576 to HUD Emergency Services for the National Investment Partnership Program, $59,303 for administration, $168,014 for rehab, and $106,815 for the administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 11045, amend the grant budget appropriate to A, administration, $126,248, B, appointment library, $108,841, Bear Library, $255,381, D, Claymont Library, $124,773, E, Brandywine, Hunter Library, $332,912, F, Elsner Library, $115,931, G, Hotel Library, $148,116, H, Kirkwood Library, $254,009, I, Newark Library, $269,560, J, Woodlawn Library, $161,181. Ordinance 11046, amend the grant budget appropriate, A, appropriate $25,000 for down payment, settlement, health revolving loan pool, and B, appropriate $30,000 for the National Bank down payment and settlement pool. Ordinance 11047, amend the grant budget appropriate $2,632,805 for community development block grant FY 2012 administered by the Department of Community Services.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. All ordinances shall be considered at the April 12th council meeting. All ordinances shall be considered at the next council meeting, which shall be April 26th, with the exception of those items that require board and commission recommendation, and those items which have already been announced will be tabled. Moving on to the report from select and special committees. Are there any reports from committees to council? Councilwoman Diller?
Yes. This is a busy time for the Finance Committee. I would just like to highlight that in the past 3 weeks, we've held 4 budget hearings. The first was on the Executive Office, the row offices, and the auditor. The second was on revenue, debt service, and contingencies. The third was the budget for the Department of Land Use, and the fourth was for the Department of Special Services. In addition, we had a Finance Committee meeting this afternoon at 1:30. We considered a number of ordinances related to the coming year's budget, and also we looked at several ordinances related and resolutions related to grants.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller. Councilman Power?
Yes, Special Services Committee meeting was held Tuesday, April 5th at 1:30. Discussed Ordinance 11032, Sewer and Sewage Disposal. We also discussed the Ameresco project, started discussing the Enhancement Sanitation Sewer Prevention Maintenance Program, but due to time was unable to complete. We will finalize the presentation at the next meeting.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Councilman Redd.
Thank you. Thank you. On April 5th, we had a Land Use Committee meeting. We had 3 items, and one item was Robinson Farm. The
The other was, excuse me, Fisker Auto. And the other one was a rezoning map for south side of U.S. 40 Pulaski Highway.
Thank you, Councilman Moretta. Councilman Cartier?
Yes, Mr. President, members of council, and the public, we had a community services committee meeting today at 3 p.m. Where we had a presentation from the general manager of the Department of Community Services on community resources program delivered by county government in PAL facilities and our relationship with that public-private partnership, PAL and county government. And we also were updated on the status of the negotiations between PAL and Newcastle County for the future of that relationship.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. We had an executive committee meeting today, which we heard an update on redistricting process. We had an interview with the Claymont draft candidate and discussions about council-to-council issue. Any other announcements from council members? Seeing none, moving on to item F, consent calendar. Our consent calendar is used to pass matters and groups that have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor as communicated to the president or the clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar upon a simple request from a council member or if the public discussion is desired. If anybody has an item on the consent calendar, I urge you to speak up if there's a particular item of concern. So I will ask if there are any items the consent calendar which any council wants, council member would like removed. Councilman Hollins?
As stated earlier, Mr. President, I will remove resolution number 11054 from the consent calendar.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins.
And 11044, please.
And 11044, as stated earlier, as well. Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Is anyone from the public who wishes the remaining items from the consent calendar to be removed? Seeing no comments from the public, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 11045, considering the appointment of the
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll of the consent calendar.
Mr. Dahl? Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
The consent calendar has been passed. Moving on to the items which have been removed from the consent calendar, resolution 11-042, Councilman Holland.
Mr. President.
Councilman Smiley.
We have G for presentations first.
Understand that we were apparently going to be moving to the right of the consent calendar.
Okay, I just didn't hear we were going out of order. I don't have a problem with it.
Go ahead.
Didn't know we had approved it.
Why don't we indeed stay in order? I actually prefer to stay under the agenda and go in order. So we're going to go through the presentations first and then move to the item H, items that have been removed from the consent calendar.
No problem, since that's the way we advertised it.
I agree with you, sir. Sorry. All right, let's move on to our presentations. Any member of council, I know that there are some that wish to make presentations. Councilman Smiley.
Yes. And I'd like to ask
Ms. Kristen Olson, the children of town, was first to come up and join you, along with anyone else. Exists, and the blue ribbon is just a small token to try to remind people
that's something that we have and we need to be cognizant of. Resolution number 11-036, I will say at the last council meeting, this was unanimously supported by all council members and all council members that are co-sponsored. Recognizing April as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Newcastle County, whereas child abuse and neglect is a complex and ongoing problem in our society, affecting thousands of children and their families in the state of Delaware. And whereas every child is precious and deserves to grow up in a healthy, safe, and nurturing environment free from the threats, dangers, and harmful effects of child abuse and neglect. And whereas child abuse and neglect impacts our entire society and can cause dramatic psychological, emotional, and physical harm, which can lead to poor outcomes, including detrimental behaviors and mental and physical illness for children and adults. And whereas child abuse and neglect can be reduced by making sure each family has the support they need to raise their children in safe, nurturing environments. And whereas effective child abuse prevention programs succeed because of partnerships created among social service agencies, schools, religious and civic organizations, law enforcement agencies, and the business. And whereas Delaware has many dedicated individuals and organizations who work relentlessly to counter the problems associated with child abuse and provide the needed support for families to raise their children in safe and nurturing environments. Now, therefore, be resolved by and for the Council of Newcastle County. The Council hereby recognizes April as Child Abuse Prevention Month and encourages residents to support the efforts to end child abuse and neglect. And I would add, I would hope we would do that for the other 11 months as well.
On behalf of Children and Families First and all of our partners in what we call our Blue Vote campaign, I'd just like to thank the council and Councilman Smiley for recognizing Child Abuse Prevention Month. And again, I echo his sentiments that we'd like everybody to remember it year round. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The Children and Families First put on a fantastic interfaith prayer breakfast Friday morning to kick off Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month, and just wanted to commend them for that. And you mentioned another organization, SOAR, Survivors of Abuse and Recovery, did a lot of counseling in regards to the Bradley matter as well. So we salute both the organizations as well as the other organizations throughout our state working on that issue. Thank you very much. All right. Any other presentations before we move to item H? Moving to item H, items removed from the consent calendar. Let's move to resolution 11-042, Councilman Hollis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution number 11-042 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 11042
is resolution of Delaware on the 28th
amendment. Thank you, Councilman Hall. Thank you, Mr. President. April is also Fair Housing Month. And on Tuesday of last week, there was a ceremony representing, honoring, celebrating the 28th anniversary of HUN, which is Housing Opportunities for Northern Delaware. Their role is to provide for housing opportunities, fair housing throughout Newcastle County, throughout the state of Delaware. And there's a lot of activities that are currently going on this month from other housing advocates. There is the Delaware Housing Coalition has a forum, several of those who are proponents of fair housing. And fair housing discrimination still exists in Newcastle County in various forms and across this country. Some of it has to do with just plain outright racism, desegregation, and all kinds of other isms. The other part can have to do with zoning applications as well as policy. So what HUN's role is try to remove some of these impediments to fair housing. And it is our goal as Newcastle County government to provide for housing opportunities for all sections of Newcastle County, for all Newcastle County residents at every stage of their life. So this resolution that was presented to them just recognizes the work they do and confirms Newcastle County's commitment to fair housing.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions, comments from members of council? Any questions, comments from members of the public? Madam Clerk? I Could you please call the on resolution 11-042?
Yes.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-042 is approved. Resolution 11-043 has been tabled. Moving on to Resolution 11-044. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that Resolution 11-044 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Yes, Mr. President, this is a rather routine order of business. We are refunding $11,657.14 to PNC Financial Services Group. It's a duplicate payment, and unfortunately, law requires that we give that back, and that's what this resolution does.
Thank you very much, Councilman Smiley. Council, I have any questions or comments on this resolution? Seeing none, anyone from the public wishing to speak on this resolution? Seeing no public comment, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-044.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-044 is approved. Moving to Resolution 11-044. Smiley.
Mr. President, I would request that Resolution 11-048 be read by title only and placed before Council.
Second.
Second.
This is part of the budget process, and I would request that Resolution 11-048 be tabled.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second to table Resolution 11-048. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 11-048 is tabled. Moving back to Resolution 11-43, Councilman Bell, I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
It's not a problem.
announcing that, as you announced earlier, the resolution was tabled, why don't we officially put it on the record and have you take care of that?
Not a problem, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. Madam Clerk, I move that Resolution 11-043 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration to be tabled this evening.
Second.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm requesting Council's consideration this evening to allow me to table this resolution, 11-043, based upon concerns that I have as the District Councilman and that have been raised by my constituents relating to technical compliance regarding traffic and roadway infrastructure with this plan.
Thank you, Councilman. We have a motion to table.
Second.
We have a motion to table and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to table of Resolution 11-043 has been passed, and the resolution is tabled. Consent. And sent back to the Land Use Committee.
That is correct. Point of information. It wouldn't be the Land Use Committee, Mr. President. It would be the Land Use Department.
Thank you. Step back. The resolution is tabled and sent back to the Land Use Department for consideration. Moving on. Resolution 11-049. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request R11-049 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Thank you very much, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, as stated in the earlier finance meeting, this sets the contribution rate for the county to the employee's pension plan. This has been calculated out with the actuaries, has been vetted by the pension board, and that's why it's here.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Public have any questions or comments? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-049.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-049 is approved. Resolution 11-050, Councilman Holland.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution number 11-050 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Mr. President, this resolution authorizes Newcastle County with the county exec acting as the leader to file for community development block grant funds from the federal government. This is an annual requirement. We're required to update every 5 years, and every year we're supposed to report back for our one-year plan in order to receive community development block grant funds and all of the other portions of community development block grant funds, such as home funds as well as emergency shelter funds.
Thank you, Councilman Holland. Do we have any questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-050.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-050 is approved. Moving on to item I on the agenda, ordinances. Ordinance 11-027, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. I request Ordinance 11-027 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, this provides for streetlights in the now being developed community of Whittington Woods and the necessary petition. All documents have been submitted in order for it to go through the process and be before us this evening.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none. Any questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-027.
Yes.
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 Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-027 is approved. Ordinance 11-028, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 11-028 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. It's my understanding that in Finance Committee meeting today, there was a presentation on this, and this is an innovative methodology of approach undertaken by our police department. And we're going to move, we're going to transfer monies within the Edward Byrne Drag Program to establish a urban garden in my district in the Simons Gardens area. And
I urge your support.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any comments, questions from members of council? I think we all heard a fantastic presentation in council, and I was very impressed by the use of the funds for that urban farm. Any questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance 11-028.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-028 is approved. Moving ordinance 11-029, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 11-029 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, this is a grant under the Emergency Illegal Drug Enforcement Grant, and it provides $25,791 to combat drugs. It provides for activities by a police department to combat drugs in high crime areas, and also it provides money for drug testing for public safety officials.
Thank you very much, Councilman Street. Any questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance 11-029.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-029 is approved. Moving to ordinance 11-030. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 11-030 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Thank you, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This grant, this funding, would be appropriating $26,228 to our Department of Public Safety through the state of Delaware, with what's referred to as a SALI grant, the state aid to local law enforcement. The funding will allow our Newcastle County Police Department to conduct overtime patrols in high crime areas in Newcastle County in order to reduce the level of criminal activity.
Thank you very much, Councilman Bell. Any questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, questions, comments from the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance 11-030.
Mr.
Bell?
Yes.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-030 is approved. Ordinance 11-031, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 11-031 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is once again grant funding that's coming to our Department of Public Safety through the State of Delaware State Aid to Local Law Enforcement, in the amount of $25,090. The funding will provide educational opportunities for Newcastle County sworn personnel in order to enhance their skill sets and job performance. And as we mentioned in committee, and we've mentioned several times, and normally it's Councilman Street leading the charge on it, we're very appreciative of the efforts and the initiatives that are taken by our Public Safety Department in acquiring these grants on a federal, state, and local level.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any questions, comments? Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I, of course, wholeheartedly agree with Councilman Bell in here. Right tonight, there's four grants. And, you know, if our personnel were not doing
number one, the crafting of the grants, and number two, doing the work to ensure that we remain and stay in compliance, this money wouldn't be available to us. So, again, I am grateful and appreciative for the work that they continue to do, in fact, to make our county safer.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, any questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-031.
Yes.
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 Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-031 is approved. Moving to Ordinance 11-032, Councilman Power.
Yes, I move that Ordinance 11-032 be read by title only and placed before Council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Powers.
Yes, this is something we've been working on for a couple months now. I was at a couple special services meeting. Special services made some changes. This is due with EPA. We need to have these rules set in place, and I think we finally got something straightened out better than what it was the first time sent to us.
Any questions, comments from members of council? Seeing none, any questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-032.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-032 is approved. Moving on to substitute number one to Ordinance 11-033. Councilman Retta.
Thank you. I'd like to have substitute number one, ordinance number 11-033, placed for council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Councilman Retta.
Thank you. This ordinance has to do with the old GM plant that Fisker purchased. In the past, we had two car plants. We had Chrysler and we had GM, which both laid off all their personnel, and we had a lot of employment. And with the employment, we had supporting factors around different stores, different businesses, and plus the suppliers for the GM plant and Chrysler. Fisker has purchased it, and since November we've been working on it. That was myself, Jim Boyle, and Dennis Pfeiffer in the administration. We were working on an ordinance, the previous contract that was agreed upon to Fisker gave them 5 years tax-free. This ordinance, what it does, it gives us partial payment for 10 years, but it starts in 11 and goes to 20. And in that ordinance, it also, they still have to pay their sewer and school taxes and any land taxes of any increase or anything of that nature. Also, it refers back to DETA, which is Delaware Economic Development Authority, and they have a different contract with them, but we refer back to them in reference to the way they have it spelled out to Fisker. So we are getting something now every year. We're not getting the total amount, but we are getting a different contract that was not adhered to in the beginning. So we'll be getting $140,000 plus a year. And they have a tax delinquency that's going to be paid, and the rest of it will be paid within the rest 10 years. And we waived the penalty, which is wasn't that much, and it went through the law department, and it also went through the finance department to give us a fiscal note.
Thank you, Councilman Reddit. Do we have any questions, comments from members of council? Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, I just want to comment. I had issues with this possibility back before November when the idea was floated. I'm glad to see what's here now. I mean, I've had, I will say, more people support it than not support it. I just want to clarify that, you know, some of the things that benefit the county is if that building was to stay vacant, property unused, and the owner could have definitely sought a reassessment, a low rate, and the property tax could have went to half of what it is now anyway. So I think that's positive. That's a positive. And as people talk about, you know, the current financial condition of the county, I'm very cognizant of that. That's always uppermost in my mind. But I also have to take a look at the fact that we have county residents who, with this bill, along with all of the other incentives that have been given Fisker, I know there are a lot out there, but with all the other help that's been there, we have county residents that will obtain work there, will be working there, and will be able to pay their county taxes and stay in their home and help prevent another home from going through the foreclosure process in this very chamber. So thank you very much, Councilman.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any other questions, comments from members of council? I'd like to make a brief comment commending the sponsor of this legislation for working to represent his constituents and the folks in his area, which were probably hardest and most directly impacted by the closing of the GM plant. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank Fisker. They came into Delaware, were willing to take a chance in our state, and there was a framework of a deal made, and they, you know, stepped up to the plate and agreed to make it more palatable to the county. Instead of 100% tax abatement for 5 years, we're now going to receive half that money, as Councilman Reddit has said. I appreciate that hard work on behalf of the company, and I hope that it's going to be a long, favorable partnership with Fisker and with our county and with our state. So thank you to Councilman Reddit, and thank you to Fisker for responding to the needs of the county.
Thank you.
Any questions, comments from the public?
If anybody wants to, Fisker's here, or representatives from Fisker's here, if anybody wants to ask him anything.
Questions, comments from the public? Seeing none, I will close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number one to ordinance 11-033.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Substitute number one, ordinance 11-033 is approved. Moving on, ordinance 10-044, Councilman Power.
Yes, I move that ordinance 10-044 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Councilman Powers.
Yes, this was brought up in committee meeting last week. I really haven't had any calls, anything against it. It's an exploratory plan for a 19,600 square foot, one story building. Auto repairs for Price Automotive and storage for cars.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Any questions, comments from members of council? Any questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, this is a zoning ordinance and requires a poll vote. So when the members are polled, they will be stating that they are or are not voting and the rationale behind that vote. Madam Clerk, please poll ordinance 10-044.
Mr. Bell.
Yes, Madam Clerk. I will be voting in the affirmative this evening on ordinance number 10-044 based upon the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department and our Planning Board.
Yes, Mr. President, I will be voting yes on this proposed rezoning on Route 40. I think that the Pulaski Highway is a major commercial artery. I think this rezoning fits in with the surrounding uses that are presently there. Certainly not an appropriate place for maybe residential development. And that this rezoning enjoys the support of our Land Use Department and our Planning Board. So I'm casting a yes vote for this rezoning.
I will be voting yes on 10-044 for this rezoning because of the positive recommendations of Land Use, the Planning Board, and the consistency with the commercial development along that area of Route 40.
I will also be supporting the recommendations from the Land Use Department and the Planning Board and voting in the affirmative.
Yes, I'm voting in the affirmative on the recommendation of Land Use and the Planning Board.
Yes, I am voting yes, based on the consistency of the commercial development in the area and the positive recommendations of both the Land Use Department and the Planning Board.
I'm voting yes with the consistency of the zoning and nearby properties and Planning Board.
I'll be voting yes in agreement with the Planning Board and Land Use.
I will also be voting yes. Fits in the surrounding character of the commercial development and with the positive recommendation of Land Use and Planning Board.
I vote yes based on the recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Yes, based upon the recommendation of the department and the Planning Board.
I am voting yes to support the land use and their recommendation.
For the reasons stated in the Land Use Department recommendation and the Planning Board's recommendation, I am voting in the affirmative.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 10-044 is approved. Moving on to Ordinance 11-021, Councilman Retta.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I am tabling this. I know there's no discussion. I just wanted to make the reason why I'm tabling it. At the last land use meeting, I said that I would be pulling the sprinkler system out of the IC code, but there's been some different developments came up since between now and then, and that's the reason why I'm tabling it. I would just want to work on it a little more.
Thank you, Councilman. So we are leaving Ordinance 11-021 on the table.
Correct.
Councilman Tackett?
And Mr. President, for the reasons that I stated to co-sponsor Mr. Retta, that I'm requesting that the clerk of council remove my name. I'm not happy with the direction this ordinance has taken, and I can't in good conscience leave my name on there.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett. Moving on to item J, time-sensitive and honorary resolutions. We have two items, I believe. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. Move that resolution number 11-051 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption. Yes, Start a love train. Oh. Mr. President, this recognizes the distinguished career of Mr. Nolan Grant, who is a member of the legendary OJs. It so happens that he was in town in Councilman Smiley's district over the weekend, and what he's doing, he's working with and on behalf of aspiring entertainers, and he's offering Apollo nights not only here but in other jurisdictions throughout the nation. So, you know, this is set forward primarily not just to recognize his talent as an artist, but for what he's doing for young people who are aspiring entertainers.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any questions, comments from members of council? Any questions, comments, or brief songs?
I agree not to sing, so we're good.
No questions, comments from the audience? Close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-051.
Yes.
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 Keep on rock. Yes.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-051 is approved. We're going to Resolution 11-052. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that that resolution be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. President, as read.
Thank you. Any questions, comments from members of council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 11-052.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 11-052 is approved. Moving on to item K on the agenda. I do not have any items under item K. Consideration of emergency ordinances. Any council member know of any emergency ordinances? Seeing none. Moving on to item L. Public comment. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing. Sir? Do you wish to address council?
Yes.
This way.
Sir, please come forward. Step to the microphone at the podium. We ask all members of the public who wish to address council to keep their remarks to 3 minutes each. Please come forward, sign in, and say your name for the record. And you'll be seeing a timer where the council will be giving you a warning light with 30 seconds left. Please keep your remarks to 3 minutes or less.
All right, let's keep going. Thank you.
And avoid repetition.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Members of the council, my name is Jim Allman. My wife and I reside in Townsend at Legacy Odessa. A week ago, Friday, April 1st, I almost became a widower. My wife would have been the ninth fatality within the last year at the intersections of Route 13 and Fieldsboro Road, if not for the fact that she was driving a large sedan, my wife would have been deceased. There have already been, I understand, 8 fatalities at that intersection in the past year. 3 of them involve children who are deceased. Currently, there are 657 plus housing units that use that intersection, with many more already approved and being built. Without considering the proposed 474 additional units being proposed in what is referred to as Robinson's Farm. How these developments were approved without first insisting that a traffic light be installed at that intersection is beyond reasoning. Gentlemen, as our elected officials, we look to you to protect our well-being and quality of life. I'm not a politician. I'm not an elected official. I don't know how the system works. But I do know that we need a full traffic light at that intersection. Please get her done. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
sir, thank you very much for making your comments today, and we do appreciate your time. Please do keep in mind that at the end, DLDOT is the decision maker on the roads and okays the traffic patterns as well. So if you have concerns, make sure that not only bring like you just did, but also bring that score to DLDOT as well.
As I said, I don't know how the system works, but I feel it has to start right here at the county level. We have to have this traffic light put up. I was almost thinking of proposing that we withhold any more certificates of occupancy to any builders until they put the traffic light up. I mean, it's that serious a situation. Who's going to be the ninth person killed at that intersection this year? I hope it's not anybody here. Or anyone else?
I certainly hope it's no one. Thank you for your comments.
My name is Chuck Mulholland. I'm with the Southern New Castle County Alliance. That's the reason I'm here tonight. As for the code, the ordinance under which Robinson Farm was submitted, there's a section labeled 4007301C. The primary purpose is to allow working families better access to employment. The 2007 comprehensive plan acknowledges that of all the employment in the county, there's only 3% below the canal. Excuse me. And as a hallmark of selling real estate, it's called location, location, location. I submit that putting so many affordable units so far out into hinterlands defies serving the people who were supposed to be benefits of affordable housing. There was a 2009 letter that Mr. Bell just received this afternoon that indicated that transit access should be pursued for any developments down there. Between the issuance of that letter and today, another workforce housing project was approved by Mr. Culver, Goldsboro Farm. I submit that insufficient attention to the public safety is being paid. I also ask that either council or land use somehow provide an answer to whether or not 4007301C, better access to employment, is satisfied by throwing housing to every four corners of the county. I've asked that at least a dozen times in writing, and no one can answer it. If economically challenged people are to be served, putting them at far distances with $4 a gallon gas is not the way to do it. Thank you.
Good evening, Dave Carter. I also had come up to talk on R11043 before it was tabled, but for $4 a gallon to come up from south of the canal, I'm going to take a moment. You're going to get to hear me anyway because I may not make it back, but I will give my comments to Councilman Bell. For most of you who know, I am usually pre-spoken. I have not been outspoken against workforce housing until this particular one because I do believe in affordable housing. I do believe in fair housing, and in fact, I work in a lot of cases with communities on some community development, but there's a place, a location, and some other factors other than just housing everywhere that you're developing it need to be considered. Two key ones are the transportation considerations and jobs in the area. In southern New Castle County, we have had no job creation in what has been developed, although we've become a huge building community, and it's really imbalanced. And I'll talk about how imbalanced in a few moments, or in a moment as I can. The other concern I have is I do know how the county used to work. And this particular property was originally promised to us to be zoned SR, south of Fieldsboro Road, adjacent to a number of us that had land gone into farmland preservation. And in the darkness of night, Sherry Freeway met with several developers and had this zoning changed to upzone it for residential development area that we were all in good faith told it would not occur. So that adds a little bit of insult, and we should not be spreading this out adjacent and into these areas next to Willis Passmore's farm, next to Tommy Young's farm, next to the property that I have and some other things. So we have to be careful, and I think what needs to be done is a fix to the workforce housing, not to have an overlay you apply everywhere, but where are we putting infrastructure? Are we serious in our planning efforts about a central core? And if not, doesn't that make sense? Shouldn't we think about being within a quarter mile of public transportation and bus stops? Because right now, what I can tell you I see in that area quite frequently is a drastic increase in the number of paratransit rides, which is not the cheapest type of public transportation in the county and is breaking down by. The other concern I have is that, you know, we keep up zoning these into workforce housing, and I just want to give you a couple of these numbers, and I'll leave the spreadsheet with you, because we've run the new demographic numbers. And basically what we have found is that in approved and pending plans throughout the county and municipal areas, we now have enough lots, undeveloped lots, to meet 86% of the projected housing need out to 2040. This is with the new numbers from the population consortium. In addition, we have an additional 40% of that capacity that can be met with vacant housing. And granted, some of that housing may not be in conditions livable, but we should be reinvesting into those communities, some of them like around Route 9, some of the stuff like they did in Dollar Green, and some other areas to meet a lot of this and not disinvesting in those areas and putting the money in the green space. These numbers are really critical as we go into our comp plan and look at this and need to revamp this code to be able to meet it. I will leave a copy of my comments that are on this particular plan. I guess I'll leave them here with the council person, and I will urge all of you to please take a good hard look at those numbers and then confirm or refute those calculation numbers of how much housing we have met. And let's have a discussion and argument on those numbers, and let's talk about this zoning at that point. I stand by those numbers, but I am open to somebody coming to me and explaining them in a different way. I do a lot of statistics, I do a lot of demographic analysis, and I think they're accurate. We are at 126% of the 2040 housing need today.
Hi, my name is Drew Prattle, and I represent Linden Green Condominiums, kind of on a different note here. Back in late 2009, our post office box was changed at the Stanton branch. No effect to us. But anyway, our sewer bill this past year was returned back to Newcastle County because it had our old P.O. box number on it. I did call them in 2010 when I did receive the little yellow sticker that comes on forwarding mail, and I explained to them, our P.O. box number has changed, but I've already sent in my bill, so of course I didn't have any paper. He says, we'll change it. I don't know who I spoke to. It was over a year ago. This year, on March 18th, we received our bill, and we received a $1,600 penalty. Our bill is $27,000 anyway. This does cause a major hardship on the community, paying an additional $1,600. We were proactive. We tried to change it. They told me I had to put it in writing. They told me that this year. They didn't tell me that last year. So at this point, we've paid it. We've had the money. It wasn't like we were trying to avoid the bill, and we're asking to have that waived.
Thank you for bringing that concern to our attention, and we'll have a part of the clients look into the issue.
Do I leave a copy with you?
Please.
Okay. And it shows our bills and everything.
Good evening. My name's Alex McKitt. I'm a licensed professional engineer living in Odessa National, and I'd like to thank Councilman Bell for pushing off Robinson Farms right now. His big concern is the road right now is very skinny. Back when Odessa National was approved, they had to make the road wider. Why? Prior to that time, the last traffic study was done in 2001. There's less than 200 trips per day on that road. So the road was made wider with 4-foot shoulders. Right now it's 32 foot wide. If you have a car problems, you can't physically park on the paved area and be safe. The other concern is, as my neighbor mentioned, Jim Allman about the safety issue at the intersection of Phillipsburg and Route 13. Bad news. Bad news. And mentioning the 2090 July 3rd letter from DelDOT, everything's spelled out right here. What DelDOT is recommending is make the intersection bigger, add a traffic signals, and get it done. This was July 13th of 2009. Where are we today? Nowhere near getting it done. So I'd like to leave this with you. My county presentation, and I'm with you. Let's make it a better place to live, a safer place to live. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Janet Zahir. I want to know more about the code enforcement in the city in Newcastle County. And I tried, every time I called them and asked them, they say go on the internet. I could never figure out how to read it. I want to know if there's a committee who overlooks how it's reinforced. And I want to know who, like, actually wrote it. And then after that, I'm going to, like, come out and speak about it and see. Because I think it's, like, misused. And I think it just encourages hate. And it doesn't make Newcastle look better. It's just, like, for some people to use it to retaliate and abuse other people. And I want to give example, like if they don't like a flower pot, I'm not saying my house have everything right. I'm a single woman. I have went through bankruptcy and divorce and million other things. They charge you $50 in a week, they make it 100, then they make it 150, then they add it to your taxes, then you pay penalty and interest. I went to traffic court last year for my daughter's ticket, and a girl came, and that's the third time she was caught drunk driving on I-95. They didn't give her that much penalty. I don't see why, like, if my grass or my trees don't look good to somebody, I'm supposed to, like, what should happen to me? Like, I'm supposed to disappear, they're supposed to kill me, take off my house. I think there's better ways to solve these problems. Like, would you like if a teacher in your class, if she has problems to turn the kids against each other, if your kids go to that school, make them abuse each other so they wouldn't have time to do anything to her? That's what the county, by doing this code enforcement, doing to the people. They're just making people bully each other, abuse each other, and it's not helping to make anything better, in my opinion. I hope I get answers to more information about it. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We can connect you with folks in the Land Use Department, so hopefully we can answer some of your questions. Any other comments? Councilman Street.
Mr. President, I listened attentively to what that lady just said. And that's exactly why I didn't support it when it was initially brought up. That's exactly why within the last couple of weeks I've mentioned it in committee meetings. The fines, it's one thing to fine somebody $50, but when they get, we keep turning over and turning over and turning over, and now we get to hundreds and thousands of dollars. And I just don't want us to ignore what the lady said, one. And two, I don't want us to reach the point where we're, as a government, in terms of our public policy, we get as insensitive as the city of Wilmington has, in my opinion, with its foreclosure policies, where they're taking people's houses for phenomenal amounts of money. And this is a serious concern. And, you know, it hasn't been through the constitutional challenge, but, you know, what is double jeopardy if I think it fits here possibly because you keep finding people over and over again for the same thing. Well, I see someone else wants to speak. I do have a major concern in my district. I want to bring to your attention before we leave tonight.
Thank you, Councilman. If there's anybody else that's wishing to speak, I want to make sure that we don't miss you. So if you could please come up and form a line behind Councilman Smiley so we can give you your time and not cut you off. Thank you.
Sorry. Hi, my name is Amy Hood. I'm a resident of Odessa National, and I just wanted to voice my concern about the workforce housing or the housing development that is going to be put in right in front of the development I live in. I'm also concerned about the issue with the lack of available jobs down in that area, also with the public transportation and the width of the road. Me personally, as a runner running up and down that road, it's already too narrow for the traffic that's already there. It's supposed to be more of a out in the country type of area for people to be able to use the road, and for us to be putting more houses in, it's going to limit the amount of physical activity that people are going to be able to get in that area. I just wanted to bring that and let you guys know that I'm also a resident and I'm also concerned about that issue.
Thank you for sharing your concern. Any other public comment? Councilman Street?
Yes, Mr. President. While I've listened tonight to folks come forward and express their concern about teachers, doctors, nurses, folks who work, living next to them and around them, as we speak, in my councilmatic district in Hamilton Park, people are now having to live with one of the trucking companies stockpiling coal right in front of their homes. They're trucking coal in, and they're stockpiling it right in the residential area across from the street. Now, I'm told, State Representative Johnson's told, that grandfather clauses and other provisions for heavy industry basically essentially say that we can't do anything about it. There's no code violation and really no concern. Now, I'm tired of getting tongue lashed. I'm tired of being called ineffective. Y'all gonna take some of this heat with me. And I'm gonna tell folks, you know, to the extent that I'm not able to do anything about it, well, maybe you need to come see us as a whole. Maybe you need to go see the General Assembly as a whole. But as they say, it's only happening in minority neighborhoods. Okay? It wouldn't happen in other areas in the county where the residents are not predominantly minority. Now, I'm just telling you what I'm being told. If we can't stop it, we can't do anything about it, then we're gonna take things in our own hands. And if we have to start blocking traffic and have a public demonstration and a public uproar, then that's what we're going to have to do. So, you know, I'm just letting you know that there's a potential here. This may become a police matter because according to the rules and regulations, everything is grandfathered. When you tell somebody that you don't care if it's rocks or you don't care if it's coal, it's heavy industry and you got to live with it, it's a major problem for me.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Bell?
Yes, Mr. President. I'd like to just enter some comment on the record. First of all, I want to sincerely thank the citizens' representatives that came here this evening from Southern New Castle County to speak and to voice their concerns. And as everyone recognizes that my intent of tabling Resolution 11043 was to take a look specifically at the traffic impact study, the approval, the density, and the safety issues that have been raised here this evening. And I know that we will get a response back from our land use department and what came back from DLDOT. But what has been said here this evening is fact. Each of us live and represent folks in our districts. We know our districts. And I can tell you that Fieldsboro Road is a two-lane road, a long two-lane road, with no shoulders when folks have an emergency, with children on bicycles and folks trying to jog up and down the sides. The children are dropped off by a school bus on occasion out at the BP station at Fieldsboro Road and Route 13 and have to walk down that specific road. The road itself, when we think about it, is the fact that during the winter months, not only did the development not get plowed and the roadways have not been turned over to the developments, but Fieldsboro Road was not immediately plowed. And so we're talking about hazardous conditions on a two-lane road, and I think that what's been voiced here tonight is folks are not against trying to create more affordable housing, but there are some sincere concerns for public and life safety that we're not considering. And I know that we have things that we've passed, and I know that it binds us to certain requirements, but I think it's time that we revisit some of these things and take a look at the interest of the people we represent. What was mentioned by Mr. Carter was the farming industry. We have preserved farms, and we have roadways in the southern part of the county now where their machinery cannot even go up and down the road. And they need to be able to go from point A to point B. So there's things that we have to take a look at. And I've heard a lot of representations made of smart growth. And I believe that we can come together and take a look at what is really smart growth. I cannot support plans that are being put on two-lane roads in rural areas that have no public transportation. You have to take a look at the emergency services, where they're located, the safety of the people. So I think that there's legitimate concerns that continue to be raised, and I would hope that we all join together and start to revisit some of the things that are in place and have been passed. Let's work together in trying to make it a safer county, and that's exactly why I ask that this be tabled tonight, because I am in no way, shape, or form convinced that this plan, that DLDOT has taken a proper look at it, and if they have, what I'd like to know as the district council person is, when are the improvements going to be made? When do they have to be made, and what improvements are going to be made? So I just enter for the record my concern and my support for the citizens who came here tonight and for the ones that have emailed many of us over the past week. We're never going to prevent receiving an email from someone that may not look at it the same as everyone or may not voice their concern the same. And I don't support any type of discrimination against anyone. I think that everyone has a right to have a home. I think that our younger graduates from high schools and colleges deserve the right to have affordable housing. But folks, we need to revisit some of the concerns that are being raised. And I think the time has come where we either do it, we're just going to continue to put things where they don't belong. We have a central core. We've got sewer there. This is certainly a sewered area, but when you start plugging 168 apartments on a rural road with no public transportation, and you know, you got hazards here, I think that we've really got to start taking and listening to the public. So I thank you for your patience and everything, but I want to especially thank the folks who came here tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Powers and Councilman Thomas.
Yes, with the Robinson property and Fieldsboro Road, I've said in the past, kind of what Dave Carter said, is we're putting a lot of density right down to the SR district.
there's more infrastructure, probably more houses built there than there is in the core. By what was said, when the UDC went through, it was supposed to, you build your S district out and go to it. So we've gone all the way to the other end. That intersection is bad. It was brought up in the meeting last week that Councilman Bell wasn't there, but he was on vacation. There's houses that have been there a long time. There's a lot of, to widen it out, it's kind of tight in there. Probably will need a light if it, it needs one, but probably DelDOT thinks it doesn't need one at this time. I've lived most of my life in that area. I have said it right along, and it isn't the first time I've said it, but we got to look at where we're putting density, and I know it's zoned that way, and they're taking it through, and I try to put in a thing to repeal workforce housing for things like this. There's places for it. This may not be one of them, and I just want to put this on the record.
Catherine Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've had two residents who came before council tonight to petition for relief. And I'm not so certain how we're handling this. I know the one resident who came forward with a complaint about being billed for property overbilled because of a mistake or misunderstanding with the address. And then another person came forward to talk about an issue with code enforcement. And I don't know if you have any information from either, but I think when people come here, I believe they're looking for some relief, and I think at least we owe it to them to get some information from them. If we dismiss someone to finance or dismiss someone to land use, I don't know if they know how to even make that connection, but I think it's very simple to get. I know the last lady, I think maybe the first person left some information about the taxes. The second person, I'm not so certain if we have anything whatsoever. I didn't see an exchange, just wondering if we got an address at least so we can follow up.
Yeah, we got the information in the sign-in sheet, and quite frankly, didn't want to go into public discussion about personal issues, but we have information there. The two concerned residents are still here, and we have their information, and we'll be happy to connect them with the with the place they need to go to find that information.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Kovac, that's one of those residents was my resident, my constituent, and she said she was told by Finance Committee that I could pass a law and we could wave this around, and I said, no, you cannot. She was told by somebody in the Finance Department. I said, we've went around and around on this a couple of times. I asked her. She's actually the manager and resident manager of a condo association. That's why it was $27,000. It wasn't just her. She's representing the association. So I asked her to bring the bill, the P.O. box, the bank statement to make sure the money was there, the check, and so forth, and just to present it. And I guess, and did you see who has it? Ed Milowicki. Okay, well, after the meeting, that's who you want to talk to and get to exchange phone numbers, but everything was on there. So that's the reason why she came up. But I've asked a million times for finance. We cannot just come up and arbitrarily say, well, you're excused. I mean, there's no way I would say no to her. She's in my constituents. You could say no, and then we could just switch off and play the game. That's why I think we should, go to regular course and to see. But we do have this problem in which we got to, stay fast. And I've said this before, the bureaucrats have just got to tell it the way it is or fix it. We cannot. So I want that, to be stated more than once. So.
You have to step up to the plate.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We will be, and I will be happy to stay and answer your questions after the council meeting as well, so we can get you put in the right direction that you need to be in. I won't leave until we get your questions answered and put you in the right contact with the right people. Is that okay?
Well, sometimes it's like a very long. I've already been through the finance. I've been through. They told me I had to go to my state, my area. I get it. Start. I'll wait.
Sorry. We don't, again, I'd be happy, we'll be happy to stay and talk. Then Councilman Sheldon will as well, and we'll be happy to talk to you after the meeting. We just can't have a live Q&A during the council meeting. I apologize. Yes, Councilman
Smiley. I know, Mr. Milwaukee, I know you're leaving for a few days. I'll just say, you know, quite honestly, this is getting a little old for me hearing some of the very same comments. So when you get back in town, please get in touch with me. I'll get in touch with you. I want to sit down with you, and let's see what council wants to do, because I want to sit down with you and look at redrafting what parameters the Department of Assessment and all has to act under. And let's give you some broader broader flexibility, and then let's see what happens. Because we're the ones that hamstrung the department about what they were allowed to do and what they weren't allowed to do. So we hamstrung them. Let's take a look and see if we're willing to loosen the string. So I will get with you when you get back in town, and I will work on a piece of legislation to bring forward.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Street.
Well, Councilman Sheldon and Councilman Smiley have said it far more eloquently than me. We're playing hide and go seek with the public in terms of who's responsible. And we need to step to the plate and decide who is going to say yes, no, maybe so, and stop sending them from here to here to here to here and dealing with this bureaucratic malarkey. It needs to stop. And it's our fault. It's our fault, and we need to stop it.
A subject that's frustrating a large number of council. Any other comments from council? Seeing none, moving on to item M.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.